It's fall again, and for many residents of Bloomington, Indiana, that can mean only one thing. The Lotus Festival of World Music will be taking over much of the downtown with the sights and sounds of one of the area's most anticipated events. The lineup this year includes musicians from Africa to the northern shores of Scotland. And as executive director, Lee Williams says a couple of themes have emerged.
There's a huge, what we sort of call string fever theme. So many brilliant acoustic string players, from guitarists to fiddlers to we have a Canadian ukulele player, and of course Jamie Stone, the very well-known Canadian banjo player, and all of the Irish and the Julie Fallis's, you know, musicians, and Bruce Molsky is a great musician from America, an old-time musician who plays in the string quartet, featuring musicians from Norway and Sweden. So there's a lot of great string players here. That's kind of a theme that developed sort of by itself. I would say this year's, those sort of big category themes, a lot of string players, great African music, great Spanish-speaking music, great Celtic music, and a lot of marching bands.
You heard that right, marching bands. And there's even a parade. So how does a world music festival end up with marching bands? It all started several years ago with one spontaneous act.
There was an incident. Incident sounds bad. It was great. One of the artists, after they finished their set in a tent, they were a brass band from Africa, and they just wandered into the street and started wandering away, you know, playing their instruments. They were all horn players, and so people followed them. We had this little mini parade, and there was an inspiration from one of our visual arts committee members to do that and expand on it every year. And so the next year following that was our first parade. The parades happen for a practical reason. What we do with our programming is we have block programming. So everything, we have three sets of music per night from 7 to midnight. And there's always a changeover from the first to the second artist and a changeover from the second to the third. So these downtimes where everyone has nothing to do. And so we provide a parade for them in the first set around 8:15 or 8:30. And so it does function as a practical initiative as well as, you know, an artistic one. And so that was what we would do is we would get one or two artists to participate in that, some drummers or some horn players, and the Lotus artists. We would just sort of ask them, do you want to participate in the parade? Yes. And so it would be very casual. And it was not a band specifically booked to do the parade. Just gathering some musicians together kind of last minute and saying, come on, let's have a parade. And so last year we actually booked a real marching band called March 4th Marching Band from Portland. It's a pun on, of course, March, F-O-R-T-H, and I guess March 4th, the date was the first date they played as a band, and so that's why they called themselves that. But it's a lovely pun also on 4th. So they came last year, and it just really took the parade to another level. It was amazing, you know, how many people participated in the energy and excitement down on Kirkwood and surrounding areas. So we just knew that from now on we have to focus on the parade as an integral part of our evening.
And if you're looking for more free events, there's always Lotus in the Park.
We wanted to have a free event of significance, so we talked to the city, and they became the partner for that project from the very beginning, and they still are. So this is our fourth year now of what we call Lotus in the Park. It's 5 hours of music and workshops. It also is a lot of activities for kids. We have art activities, mask making for the parade. A lot of the art there that the kids make is sort of aimed at participating in the parades that we do. And then there's a parade afterwards at the end of Lotus in the Park about 5:45, where we stop traffic and walk down to Kirkwood. And it's a very family-friendly parade. The evening parades that we do during the festival with the mostly adult audience are a little more raucous and energetic. And this is a lovely, quiet, you know, just marching through, across 3rd Street and 4th Street down to Kirkwood with a lot of slow-moving kids and, you know, just lovely. So it's quite different experience than the evening ones.
Oh, bon aingit ein mialog o samane ju ihau.
The Lotus Festival of World Music takes Bloomington by storm starting Thursday, October 2nd, with a kickoff concert. You can find images and links to the festival at our website, wfiu.org.